on via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back into your phone calls here. Joe is still with us. Now, Joe, I hope you understand, we ran out of time during the last segment, so we've brought you back so we can continue this conversation.
And, well, I appreciate that.
Okay, right. Now, what we were talking about, and I think we might have gotten started off on the wrong foot, was you had called to respond to something Mark said last hour. And, Mark, you had said, just what was the context of what you had said?
That every war needs one, that basically people have a sentence to explain why we're in every war.
Whether it's true or not is another
right, that
question.
Doesn't, well, I was trying to point out basically that people are mindless myrmidons when it comes to history. They just take what they're kind of given and go from there.
Right. The Civil War was about slavery.
The
World War II was about saving the Jews.
And it wasn't.
Not necessarily, right. So that's, I think, what you were trying to tell us, Joe, is that that wasn't necessarily true, right?
Well, it absolutely wasn't. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was no friend to Jewish people, and he had plenty of evidence of what was going on in Germany and Poland, before we ever even got involved.
Yeah, weren't the boats being turned around during his administration? I mean, weren't boats full of Jewish people who had managed to successfully escape?
They were refused safe harbor in our country. That's absolutely correct.
That's outrageous.
So that war was not to save the Jews. The war was to save the world. And we did, and pretty much single-handedly. Vietnam was a war that was just a proxy war, like Korea, just like Afghanistan. You know, it was Russia 1-2, and we won 1. We beat them in Afghanistan. They tied us in Korea and basically tied us in Vietnam. But those were proxy wars that were just, the big boys flexing their muscles. I was there, I know.
Well, I have to disagree with you when you say that World War II was a war to save the world. It's just another war, and if you go back to General Smedley Butler from World War I, he is a really well-honored – wasn't he a general, multi-star general or something like
Major
that?
Major general.
Major general. He said that war is a racket, and he was right. War is really an excuse to have the politicians reward their friends in industry with lucrative contracts. That's probably
Eisenhower said the same thing when he warned us about the industrial military complex.
All right.
And Smiley Butler was a very intelligent man, and so was Eisenhower. But the point is that, you know, this stuff breaks down, and, you know, I guess, you know, if I can leave you with a bottom line, I appreciate you keeping me on hold and everything, but, you know, what we've got going on, what concerns me more than anything that I ever saw, even as a recon Marine, in Laos and Vietnam, I've never been so scared as I am right now.
About what? Scared about what?
I am a lifelong Republican, and I don't have any faith in the Republican Party. I have no faith in the Democratic Party, to say the least.
Hmm.
Our country is adrift. And, we're getting ready to throw away everything that my whole family has fought for 100 years.
How did out of curiosity, how you said you are a lifelong Republican, but you're not so enamored by them at this point. How did they lose you, Joe?
Well, they lost me because, first of all, I felt that, I guess they've been losing me slowly for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
was there anything that was the icing on the cake, the straw that broke the
bread? I did not like it. George Bush had an arrogant attitude, and it was like, don't question me, and I know what I'm doing, and he was fairly aloof, and he was a guy who really didn't want to answer anybody's questions. He spent money like a Lyndon Johnson Democrat.
Yeah, and some small government, huh?
So here we are now, and now we've got somebody who I consider the biggest threat to the history of our nation that I've ever seen.
Well, I think that the best thing that can come out of this is the destruction of the nation, and I don't mean in any violent fashion. I mean just ending the experiment.
I think that's his goal. I really believe that he feels, that it's like a proletariat, totally Marxist viewpoint that, that everything that everybody's achieved in their life, including myself, was achieved on the backs of the poor, mistrodden people. And, a lot of them, I grew up in the South, in the 60s, we didn't have, in rural South, we didn't have all these problems. People are making a living out of
Well, you also didn't have the government extracting as significant a portion of your wealth on a yearly basis as you do today, which is maybe why, economically, your cost of living might have been a little bit, you're able to support yourself better. I mean, certainly we know that back several decades ago, it was possible to support an entire family on one person's income. Now it's necessary to have at least two people working.
My wife was a stay-at-home mother.
Yep.
And my kids were born, my son was born in 1978. My daughter was born in 1980.
Joe, we got to move on. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, when I said I wanted to, the destruction of the nation, again, I don't mean in any sort of violent terms. I mean just... why continue the experiment? It obviously hasn't worked.
Right. If the experiment was in a constitutional republic, yeah, we've taken care of that crap. We don't have one anymore. They don't pay attention to the Constitution any longer. The document, the government doesn't look anything like the document. Sorry.
Yeah, and there's example after example you can cite. It never ends. We go to Dave, listening to KGOE in Eureka. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I personally believe there's probably a lot of good people involved with the United Nations, but that's not why I called. I called on the subject of what are we doing in Afghanistan? And billions of dollars every week are going from the U.S. Treasury into the pockets of Bechtel. Billions of dollars every week are going into the pockets of Lockheed Martin. Billions of dollars every week are going from our Treasury, from Halliburton, into the pockets. Yeah. Does anybody think that's just a coincidence? Might that have a small part in what we're doing over there?
I'd say that has a big part. So were you schnookered by Obama? Did you believe for a moment that he was an anti-war president?
Well, the one thing Obama's got for him, he didn't have a tough act to follow. He's got to be an improvement. I don't think all that much.
Are you only saying that because you want to believe it? Or do you believe there's some evidence for that?
I believe that he is a better president than what we've had. I do believe that.
Because the world views him as a more of a statesman than they viewed George Bush?
I think so.
How do you quantify how he's better? Is it anything in particular or just a feeling you get?
Well, it's mostly verbal. He's not getting us out of the war. He's not doing any of the things that I had really hoped that he would do.
Now, I know you're out there in California. One of the other things he's not doing is living up to his promise where he said he was going to stop the DEA raids on the medical marijuana clinics out there. Just this past week, federal agencies raided two Westside marijuana dispensaries, the story from the Los Angeles Times. And during the raids, they decided to shoot someone's dog while they were at it. So it's business as usual. And I really don't see much that has changed. I mean, certainly things are changing. They're moving in the same direction they've always been moving in, and that is in a direction that involves more governmental control over our lives. Your thoughts?
Well, I believe you could be a pretty terrible president and still be a radical improvement over Bush and Cheney. I believe that.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I don't disagree that that's the reason that we have Obama is because George Bush really was a terrible, terrible conservative. Rush Limbaugh told me this is the real conservative. This is the low tax guy. This is the one. This is the small government guy. And I'm sorry, I'm sick of getting lied to by these Republicans. And I think that the lot of America is.
All right, more on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. You can dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. And don't forget to visit our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give away. Unlike those other talk show hosts, those features also include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. You can grab an entire week right there on the front page. Plus, we've got months. You can just get a whole month of the show all in one easy-to-download chunk called the Torrent. It's all there going back for an entire year. So a free year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And before we go on with these phone calls, your phone calls, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, AM 1230, The Talker, KZYM in Joplin, Missouri. Brand new, I believe a brand new talk station has gone on the air in Joplin. Zimmer Radio launched another one. So how cool is that? They've got two talk stations, and we're on one of them. So welcome to KZYM and listeners in Joplin.
Man, if I was opening a radio station these days, there's no way I'd put music on it.
It's madness.
It is, absolutely. Because people want to hear Crazy Train one more time? Because they need to hear Friends in Low Places one more time?
Because they can't hear it on their MP3 player?
Right.
All right, so we go to your phone calls about whatever you want, and we will talk to, I believe we have, Jeremy's gone. Let's go to Ben, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hey, Ben.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Ben?
Well, one quick thing. First of all, what is y'all's military background? I'm just curious.
I got nothing.
Okay. So the opinions that you have about military and so on and forth is basically a media?
Is what?
I'm curious.
Is it what?
Media? Or what you've read or what you've heard from somebody else.
Oh, from the media?
Well, yeah. I have my opinion based on the fact that I don't appreciate coercion, and the military is coercively funded, and my opinion is that the U.S. federal government shouldn't exist. But, you know, that's kind of really drilling down to the issue. But, yeah, I think my opinion is based on what I have learned in my life. Yes, sir.
And therefore, let me ask you one more quick question on that part. Age factor, yours.
Mark, how old are you?
I'm older than Thomas Jefferson was when he wrote the Declaration of Independence, and Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for your sins. Is that enough for you?
I'm 29, and I'd also like to say that I base my opinions on the members of the military that I've known personally that I've had experience with.
I really think this age thing, like, what difference does it make? Do old people really know more than I do? Because I don't think they do. I think the evidence is that humans kind of forget as they go along.
All I'm going to say on that is this. If you never experienced fight, if you never had a hand bank combat, then you can't. You can never say that.
And but what's so combat have to do with tax dollars?
Well, that too. Exactly. I don't agree with the fact of what we did, per se, as far as tax dollars. But at that point in time, what we did, we created a economical situation that grew the United States of America. And you have to admit to that. Not that I agree with it at all, but it was an entity that happened at that point in time.
I'm not sure which
war you're talking about here.
Vietnam.
Okay.
Vietnam. At that point in time, we weren't in a derogatory situation at all, but Nam brought an awful lot of money to the United States of America.
An awful lot of money?
Oh, certainly. For the building weapons, jobs, and so on and so on.
The military.
That's the broken window fallacy. It didn't bring any money in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Before you go on.
You need to explain the broken window fallacy.
They took the money away from the American individuals, taxpayers, and they gave it to the military. That didn't bring any money in. It routed money differently, and they routed it by force.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree on that. But it, every war that we've ever been into has brought us out of not a recession, but a depression. Not a depression, but a recession, or whatever you want to call the factor. But my big question to you tonight is this. If Obama is, and I have very many great friends of mine that are Democrats. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a Republican, but I'm a hardline Republican. I don't agree.
What is that? Wait. What's that mean to be a hardline Republican?
I don't like either or.
Huh?
I don't like either or.
You don't like the Republicans or the Democrats?
At this point in time in my life.
Yeah, same here.
But what does it mean to be a hardline Republican? I mean, what is it? Can you define that?
Well, I would like to be more. I would like to see us become more reserved in a lot of things that we do that we are not. I think our spending is way out of hand, and I'm not saying that the Republicans wouldn't do that, but I think Democrats are just going way out of hand on what we're doing on this. Without this, it's just a health care plan. You know, why push it through? Why not take 6 months, maybe even a year, maybe a year and a half?
Okay, so go ahead back on your original.
By the way,
I don't want you to lose your original track, so go ahead and make sure you get back to that.
Well, maybe I'm on my original track.
Okay.
I don't understand what we're doing here.
Who's we?
In reality, of what the Democratic, Mr. Obama, whoever it is, and the Congress and everybody else, of what they're trying to do here, they're trying to push a lot of stuff through that nobody ever gets a chance to read, and this Nazi thing and everything else going on there, because people are standing up wanting to really know, why can't we know? And why does he have to just push it through? What does he want to just push through?
He
wants to push through in 3 months.
The reason that he wants it pushed through is because it'll be a victory for him and his mandate. It doesn't matter what kind of health care we get. As long as we get what the Democrats are going to call a health care plan, then ta-da, the Democrats win.
What is your stand on that?
What is my stand on what?
And what he's doing.
I think that I think that free people should be able to spend their money the way that they wish
and not have it stolen from them in the first place.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if you think healthcare in this country stinks, just wait until the government runs it.
It pretty much does. That's the problem with it right now is that the government pretty much does run healthcare in this country. It spends over 50% of every single healthcare dollar that's spent in the system.
Exactly.
And that's not since Obama, since decades.
Oh, absolutely. I'm only privy to certain things in my old age, but I know there's only two healthcare programs in the world, for what I understand, and that's France and Germany, and both of them go $1 billion in debt every year.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by there are two healthcare programs. There are several countries that are running socialized.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. But the only quote-unquote successful ones that people, you know, in Germany, they're paying what percentage is it? Almost 10% of theirs goes to healthcare.
They pay a great deal, and what Germany doesn't have that the United States has is a gigantic military, the hugest military the world's ever seen.
And I wonder why that is.
I think that they probably feel they don't need it now with the United States' this huge military. The United States taxpayer pays for the military for most of Europe.
Exactly. But even at that point in time, they go $1 billion every year, and that's been going on ever since Hitler installed that.
It was on its way in before Hitler, but certainly he cemented it. The best socialized healthcare system in the world is Japan's, and
that's true. You're absolutely right.
But I don't know that we could necessarily. For one, they have no military either. We do their military for them. We are basic. The United States taxpayer pays for the military for the vast majority of civilized countries in the world because it's our Navy that's patrolling the oceans.
I would think you'd call that a damage, Jim.
A what?
From Star Trek. I think you'd call that a damage, Jim, from Star Trek.
Damn it, Jim. Got it. Thanks, Joe, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yes, sir. Oh, not Joe. Ben. Thanks, Ben.
That's Ben. Sorry, Ben.
All right. Too many three-letter names. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. So, yeah, definitely on this show, not in favor of government-run health care and not in favor of the current government-run system either.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We have the shrine of female listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listened to the show. You can see that for yourself, and if you are a lady listener, you can get involved over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Also, we're accepting video validations. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. If you join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, go there and learn more. freestateproject.org. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, we'll go to David listening in Denver. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. I just happened to catch you on the internet, and I've been interested on this topic of Afghanistan. Why are we there? Because as a country, as a Western civilization, we have allowed political correctness to distort our understanding of history. We don't know what Islam is. It's a fool's errand to try to democratize Islam. And every penny that we've spent, every life lost, every limb lost, has been wasted. Because when we leave, it will be Islam still. No democracy. And it's just a sin. The Democrats and the Republicans both equally are to blame. And all of the teachers in the schools, everybody in the media, anybody who is afraid to speak the truth about this is basically part of the problem.
Yeah.
What we need to do is completely separate ourselves from Islam. We cannot allow it to spread in the West. We have to stop Muslim immigration.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that at all. I mean, why don't you want people to be free to have their religion, sir? What's
wrong with that? Because Islam does not allow freedom of religion. In other words, it's...
Well, that's funny. I think there are plenty of Islamic people living here in the United States,
they're
not running a jihad against you.
Because we have freedom of religion. You cannot do that in any country that is controlled by Islam. Once there are enough Muslims in any location, in Detroit, Michigan, it already is happening, they do not allow freedom of speech about Islam. It's happening in Europe. See, this is the thing. Even you are denying this. And so how can we as a country defend ourselves?
Let me see if I'm understanding here what you're saying. You're saying you should be afraid, Americans, because these evil Islamic people, they want to come over here and shove their religion down your throats. Sure, there's no evidence that the American Islamics are doing anything of that sort, but you're saying that's just because they don't have a majority yet, but once they get a majority, they'll force everybody to join their little cult?
Well, basically, I mean, that's putting it in a kind of a funny way, but... Basically, the truth is that throughout history, in other words, Islam is a government system as much as it is anything else. And where the main goal, in other words, of Islam is not to save somebody's soul or to make somebody a good person so that they help their neighbor. You know, there's no golden rule, this kind of thing. It's to spread Islam. It's the Sharia and the spreading of Islam through jihad is actually the purpose of Islam.
Now, what I'd like for to happen here tonight is somebody who actually considers themselves Islamic to call and rebut what it is you've said.
Right, because you know, Islam's been around for a long time, and the attacks on Christian nations, because you would think that these jihads would go on from the border nations of the Islamic countries into the Christian nations, and that they would have swept over us like a scimitar waving tide. But I don't see
history.
A lot of evidence in that.
You understand history. In other words...
I understand history pretty good. I mean, I do my best. Nobody can know it all.
North Africa, Syria, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, the entire Middle East was Christian and Jewish. There were even Jewish tribes in Arabia. Muhammad didn't come along until the 7th century. That's 700 years after Christ.
Yeah.
And at that point, they began the war on the Christian and the Jewish peoples.
So we're going to go. You're going to go back 1,000 years. Do you want to bring up the Crusades?
It continued all the way through. The Crusades were a response, response, a response to Islam.
Do you think that the Nazis? Do you think the Nazis considered the gas chambers a response to the Jews?
The Nazis were actually supporters of Islam.
Yes, that's correct.
They supported the idea that they had. In other words, Muhammad was this successful Hitler, if you look at it in truth. In other words, he wiped out entire tribes of Jews in Arabia.
So, David, do you support wiping out people in response to that?
No. What we have to do is protect ourselves by not allowing Islam to spread in the West.
So what would that mean for you?
Yeah, how exactly are you going to stop Islam
from
spreading?
What you do is, since we have freedom of religion, we can't just come out and say, outlaw Islam as a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You outlaw anyone who calls for Sharia, because that is a political act. It's calling for the overthrow of our constitutional form of government.
But it's already been done.
Yeah.
Well now,
let's
get off track here. Anyone who is calling for Sharia is saying that ultimately, whether they do it by peaceful means or by terrorist bombs, they want to overthrow our government, and that's treason.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, hold on a second here, because on this show, on a regular basis, I say I want nothing to do with the federal government. I'd like to see it dissolved. I'd like to see New Hampshire, where I live, secede or rather declare independence. I think that's a more positive way to put things. Sharia?
That's fun, but you have to be serious. You could not
serious.
Any freedom in any country that has Islam as a majority population.
So,
you would not have any freedom of speech.
So you're saying you want to ban someone from coming here if you know that they've said something specifically when they were...
You have to ban all immigration from any Muslim country, unless it's a Christian trying to escape that Muslim country, and anyone who is already here.
So you're saying no more... You're saying no more...
Can we recognize the Muslims because of the horns on their heads?
No, it's not the individual Muslim that's the problem. It's the ideology of Islam.
And but you're talking about targeting individuals and preventing them from coming here.
You're targeting the ideology. You can't tell any one individual Muslim whether they are, in other words, the people who really want to follow Islam truthfully are in amongst the others. You can't separate them out.
So what? I'm still a little confused as to what you are planning on doing here. You're talking about some sort of immigration restrictions.
Yes.
Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
That did not realize that until the 1965 Immigration Reform Act, there were basically zero Muslims in America and in the West. And it wasn't until that radical reform where anyone was to be accepted from any country, we no longer favored European nations, that this explosion of Islam in the West occurred. And it's because we don't understand history, because we have a politically correct multicultural view.
I don't want to get into that. I want you to explain to me how you, if you were in charge, how you would put a stop to this, you know, supposed scourge of people that have a different religion from you.
We would have to say that, look, we know what Islam is all about. It is to replace the governments all over the world, and we cannot allow that in the West. If an individual Muslim is already here and they will resist or not call for Sharia, this is the political connection. Anyone who calls for Sharia, it's an entire system that replaces all other forms of government. This is why we're failing in Afghanistan.
Okay, you still haven't actually explained to me anything concrete about what you want to do. How are you going to ascertain?
How can I be more concrete by saying we cannot allow Islam into the West? It will destroy our country.
How will you prevent it?
Islam's an idea, and how do you stop ideas?
And it's a form of government.
I want to get something concrete from you, and I'm willing to hold on to your call to get it if you can give it to me. I'm not going to give you too many more opportunities. So solidify your plan. If David was in charge, how would David stop people who are believers in Islam from coming to the United States of America? How would you do it? 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Free Talk Live.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And don't forget, if you like this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. We give you all the features free up front and then ask you to voluntarily support us for as little as $3 a month. You also get a few perks. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum. There's a few other things you'll get that only amplifiers get, like access to the AmpOnly podcast that has virtually no commercial content. So there are a number of reasons to AMP, but the number one reason I would hope is to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and spread the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to David, he is in Colorado. And David, you're saying that you're making claims about Islam and how, you know, Islamic people are evil and they're looking to take over all the countries that they're in. You're saying they're trying to come here. This is my interpretation. You can clarify here in a moment. But it was my understanding where you said that the Islamic people are coming here to try to take things over and force their religion down everyone's throats. Is that, where did I go wrong there?
Well, you're by focusing on the people rather than the ideology is the problem. In other words, the individual Muslim that you might meet next door, your neighbor, could be a perfectly swell fellow. But the problem is the ideology. If you bring 500,000 more just like him and they're in a big group, they have no option but to follow the commands of Islam. Any of them that decide they don't want to are killed. There's a case right now of a young girl who's under 18 years of age. She ran away from home because her parents want to kill her because she became a Christian.
In other words, where was this?
She ran away to Florida. I don't know her name offhand, but you can certainly find it easily on the internet. She ran away from Ohio, and they're going to send her back to her death if they don't understand what's going on.
So you're saying here that you want to keep Muslims out of the United States
for their own good and ours.
How is it that you're going to accomplish?
I remember they were going to send black people back to Liberia for their own good and ours, too.
No, here's the reason. We need to have a place for people who want to leave Islam to escape to. If every country has a sizable population of Muslims, there will be no way for anyone who is a Muslim to leave because they have the death penalty for leaving Islam. And that's why there's no freedom of religion, there's no democracy, and this is why we cannot allow it here.
So what you're saying is that the Muslims in America are going to try to recreate the tyrannical despotism that they left.
They don't even have to want to do it. It will just happen. It's happening in Europe.
You're saying they don't think for themselves? Is that what you're suggesting?
Basically, that's it. You shut your mind off when you follow Islam because you cannot question
anything. Oh, and that doesn't happen with Christianity?
You cannot question anything.
But
people question,
you're telling me Christians don't shut their minds off? Look, I want to hear from you how you plan on doing this. If you were in charge, David, how would you stop Muslims?
Implementation's very important.
Three things would have to happen.
Okay.
One, as part of the citizenship oath, they would have to renounce any idea of Sharia. Any calls for Sharia, they would renounce that. And in the future, if they called for Sharia, they would be forfeiting their citizenship. Any immigration would be stopped from Muslim countries. We cannot allow any more. Unless it's
so
like
that's it. So that's it. If they come from a country that is predominantly Muslim, they're just not. It's not even an option on the table. They wouldn't even be able to do step one, and that
unless
is renounce the Sharia.
They renounced Islam, or they're a Christian, or a Jew, or some other religion, and they're trying to escape the tyranny of Islam.
So, and but that you were just saying that you couldn't focus on the religion and still, not be targeting individuals. We have freedom
right.
of religion in this country.
Well,
so.
I mean, it basically, ultimately, we need to amend the Constitution so that to say that the First Amendment rights do not apply to Islam because it is
Excellent.
A form of government.
What's step three, David? I just can't wait to hear this.
That was step three, amending the Constitution.
Oh, amending the Constitution.
In other words, your responses to me prove that you do not understand Islam and history. In other words,
and your responses to me prove that you're a bigot. Thanks for the call. 800, thank you. 800-259-9231. You're intolerant and you're scared and you're afraid of this boogeyman of people that believe a religious.
I am not afraid. I think that liberty will outshine whatever stupid hocus pocus religion these people are coming up with. I think that if we actually have liberty in this country and we don't go amending the Constitution out of fear, that we will actually show them, look, hey, you can have a great country like ours. It doesn't have to be a third world crap hole. You can live here like us, and I believe that's the reason that they come here. Yes, sure, I'm absolutely certain that there are people that believe in Islam in the United States right now that would want to kill their daughters for, some kind of silly infraction or whatever. I'm certain that's true, but there are people in the United States that are killing their daughters that are Christians too. It's happening. So,
sure.
To point this out over one issue, it's pointless.
You know, what's interesting about this, Mark, is that the government, here we are again in this conversation that is ultimately about who gets to control who, right? The people like David and the other scaredy Christians that he hangs out with, they're frightened to death. Of the
You're just
idea.
Making assumptions that he could be, an atheist.
They're frightened to death. He was talking very highly about the Christians, so it seems like a safe presumption. So they're frightened to death that somebody with a differing belief system is going to take control of the apparatus of government in the area where that he happens to live, and then essentially force their belief system on everybody in that geographic area. And it's a legitimate concern.
I certainly don't want that.
It's a legitimate concern from the perspective of that's what government does. Government encourages people with differing belief systems it fosters conflict between those different
sure.
groups, whether it's the Christians and the Muslims or, the Christians and some homosexuals or whatever the different groups are that are at odds on some issue. It basically says to those groups, well, only one of you can be in charge of this organization, and so you guys fight amongst yourselves, and eventually some of you will get into the seats of power, and you'll be able to wield the guns of government to your benefit, and maybe a few years later you'll lose power, and the alternate side will get in. They'll wield the guns of government on you. You'll abuse one another for all of the rest of eternity.
Well, and you also got to, the way it was being characterized, the fact is, in this country, we will throw people in jail, we will imprison people for violating the tenets of Christianity. I was taught in church that your body's a temple, so you can't do drugs. You're telling me that the whole drug war isn't about Christianity? That the whole temperance movement in the early 1900s wasn't Christianity?
Mm.
Are you telling me that the outlawing of prostitution, that's not about Christianity? All these things, I mean, I'll grant you, it's a scary situation, the idea of Sharia law getting in place, because currently we have Christian law in place in this country, and we're throwing people in jail for violating religious tenets.
1.5 million people were arrested last year for simple drug possession. So how do you explain that? What would Jesus do to somebody who was smoking opium or whatever the drugs might have been back in his day? What would Jesus have done? So that's what government does, right? It's a tool of force. It's a coercive monopoly. It's a violent monopoly. And whoever is in charge gets to wield it for their benefit. They get to promote their views and force them down the throat of everybody else. They get to extract money from everybody and use it to benefit their friends.
Let's outlaw democracy instead of outlawing Islam.
That would make more sense. Outlawing government would make more sense than trying to ban people from coming to what at one time was the greatest plot of land on the entire earth. I don't know if we can make that claim.
The evidence is that it cannot claim to be the freest, economically freest country on Earth. Is all you have to do is look at the Conservative Heritage Foundation's numbers. And you can go to freetheworld.com, look there too. The fact is, United States, not the freest country in the world. Sorry.
Let's go to, and if you put people like David in charge, it'll be even worse.
Yeah. Gotta stop those Muslims, you know.
Let's go to Gray.
At any cost.
Gray is listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Gray, you're on Free Talk Live. Gray, are you there? Oh, Gray is gone. All right. Well, in that case, how about Mahan or Mahan in Oregon? You are on Free Talk Live. How do you pronounce your name?
Mahan.
Mahan, you're on the air.
M-A-H-U-A-N.
Yes, sir.
I've been here since 1934.
Gosh.
Okay.
And we are living in the end times, unfortunately.
Oh?
I was sent here from the planet Maropia, which is 700 light years from here, where Gabriel lives, who was 8 feet tall,
wow,
which is mentioned in the Bible, and 3.5 billion angels.
That is far out. So
yes, well, so, you see, nobody on this planet knows who God is. They do not know where heaven is.
Well, we're going to find it all out. If you will just hang on. Okay. We have someone who's traveled across the universe to talk to us tonight on Free Talk Live. This is a night to behold. Maybe you've got a question for Mahan. Was it Mahan? Mahan? Damn it. All right, more coming up here. Hopefully he'll hang through the news here, and maybe he can answer your questions about, I don't know, we've just barely scratched the surface of our conversation with this guy here. We'll get to it in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.